Okay, the next chore.
Chore?
On the list today is to make these maple nuts.
For lack of a better word.
You will be hearing me doing stuff. Like getting my handy dandy paper ready. So these are a recipe for maple glazed pecans. And yes, it is pecan. It is not pecan. I don't know why. I think I'm like the only one who says pecans anymore. But, last time I made it, instead of using maple syrup, well, not last time, the first time, I used swerve sugar because I wanted it to be sugar free. Well, this time when I made it, I realized there's so little maple syrup in this, in the consistency of the nuts, that it probably boils down to like 8 calories for each time I have them. They're so good. This is a big batch. The boy requested walnuts and cashews because he doesn't like almonds. And I said, dude, almonds are like one of the best nuts for you. They're hard. Yes, they are hard. He was not a good child and did not brush his teeth regularly, so he doesn't have as many teeth as I do. And what else did I need? Cinnamon. 3 tablespoons of butter. 2 tablespoons of cinnamon. I'm making a little bit bigger batch, so I might put in all 4 butter. Because I thought I did 4 ounces of the last one. But there's way more maple syrup in here. Always wanting to do something that is out with people. 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, but I'm going to put in a tablespoon because I really like cinnamon. Oh, there's the freaking song. Bring this up to Candy stage. I want everything to blend in first. After it all mixes together and gets Candy stage, then you dump in all your nuts and coat it. And then you can cook them in the oven, or you could cook them in the deep fryer. I mean, not the deep fryer. Well, I suppose you could. Although sugar doesn't go well in deep fryers, I don't think. Air fryer. That took batches. But it also only takes like 2 minutes. So the batches go pretty fast. That's probably what I'll do again. Because I like to do things easy sometimes. And other times I like to do things hard just because I get to be doing it and not just sitting around doing nothing. Okay, so here's the actual recipe for maple glazed pecans. 1 cup of maple syrup. Huh. 1 cup is 8 ounces, no wonder. I didn't put in enough. Oh, I was making a half a batch. Oh, well. So I really screwed this one up. 3 tablespoons of butter, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 2 teaspoons of salt. So you put everything in a large pot. It's not a lot of ingredients, but the thing is you need to stir it up with everything else. Shit, that's boiling already. You need to have room in the pot to stir in all the nuts. I mean, I suppose you could pour it into a bowl, whatever. To each their own. Come on, you simmonimonim. Don't be clumpy. We don't want clumpy. So you put all of those ingredients into the large pot, big enough to put the nuts in. Medium heat till bubbling. I gotta shut this down because I don't want it bubbling yet. My butter's not even melted. add as many nuts as you can fit in the container. Stir, 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 stir. You want the nuts completely and evenly coated. Then you take the nuts out of this pan and you put them on a single sheet pan in a single layer on like a cookie sheet or whatever. Preheat oven to 350, set a timer for 6 minutes and start checking on the nuts. It's not 6 minutes in the oven, because I had them in for 6 minutes and they didn't do anything, and I was like, I am not going to sit here for 45 minutes watching these nuts 1 minute at a time. No bueno. So anyway. Alright, I'm going to get to the messy stuff now. Let this get onto a little bit of a boil. Start adding my nuts. I can tell you how delicious they are
in another episode, if I remember. Good morning. Today is June 2nd, and I hit the road today. I'm doing a 2-week road trip to Massachusetts. I'm coming back with a friend of mine, and she's going to spend like another 10 days here. So June is pretty much full. I did manage to fit in 2 doctor's appointments. Hopefully we can see what's going on with my spinal stenosis, which basically just means you're getting old and your back isn't happy. So that's kind of where that's at. Last year I had a bulging disc. Painful. And they gave me a shot for it. It was amazing. But this year, I don't know what they're going to do, because not only is the same spot in my back hurting, but my hips are killing me. Absolutely killing me. I mean, I say hips because it's on the side of my legs, but it's like the joint between the leg and the hip. Wow. Super duper painful. I can't lay on it. I can't touch it. I put some Icy Hot on it this morning and my hip just went, ha. You can't get rid of us. So I tried some Tramadol. We'll see if that at least gets them to stop yelling and maybe they'll just whisper at me in pain. I don't know. I made the maple nuts yesterday for my son. They came out great. I also took some because I plan on having them next to me in the car for my road trip. I have a box that I keep on the passenger seat if I'm traveling alone. If I'm traveling with someone, I don't need the box because then I just say to that person, hey, grab me XYZ. But in the box goes a roll of toilet paper for my nose. Why not tissues? I've never liked tissues, or I don't know. A tissue doesn't seem to be enough square inch of nose picking ability. So anyway, there's that. There is a flashlight, because you know I'm going to have to try and find something at one point or another. There's a first aid kit, because always be prepared. There is a microfiber cloth in case I spill more than the tissues can clean up. And then I have to go through and get all my electronics and make sure I have the cords for those. There really needs to be some kind of universal thing. I'm sure there is. I don't have it. I haven't needed it. But now I have at least three cords I have to take with me. My iPod, a watch, and my phone. And then there's the computer, or the laptop, and its rechargeables. And oh my gosh, there's just so much. Oh, I want to take my selfie stick. I need to learn how to use that. I'm going to be taking selfies in Italy. I need the freaking stick. My suitcase organizers arrived yesterday, and they are the bomb diggity, so I'll be packing today. I have to pack before I pick up my son from work, because we are leaving straight from his work to go get the car. That's going to be like an hour ride. Which really is crappy, but, you know, it's saving me like $700 on a car rental, so I'll drive the hour. It's cool. I had originally rented a car from the 2nd to the 16th, 2 weeks, $888, which sucks, but, you know, it's okay. It's cheaper than a plane ticket. I'll also have a vehicle. I'll have freedom. That's the biggest thing. Freedom, 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 freedom. There's a song I put somewhere, I don't know. And I can't begin to tell you how much that just makes my heart sing. Tonight, I will be spending it with my best friend from high school. One of them. There was two. The other one, she kind of stayed on the side a little bit. Not that she wasn't invited. She didn't want to come. And I can't find her either. I think I found her a couple times. And I sent a message and said, hey, is this you? Do you want to talk to me? If you don't, that's fine. You know, there's a lot of people who didn't enjoy high school. I can't say I enjoyed school, per se, but I enjoyed my friends. Loved my friends. They were, like, awesome.
But right now I'm just pacing a little bit because I'm not sure where I want to start. So thought I'd pop on and say howdy to you guys. And if you want to go to the Facebook page, I will be doing some postings there, probably with pictures. That is facebook.com/ Mom's Mumblings. There you go. Facebook.com/ Mom's Mumblings. There's a sunflower is the background picture, and there's pictures of what is that called? Not TikTok, it's not Instagram. It's another picture app. Anyway, I took a bunch of pictures. I look like Shrek in one of them. Funny. Anyway, so I'm going to stop pacing and figure out something for breakfast and start packing crap. This is going to be a long effort. This is probably going to be one of the longer road trips I've packed for because I don't, well, when was the last road? Because I haven't taken just a road trip in forever. Every time I've gotten in the car for more than a 5 or 6 hour drive was to move. When did I just take a road trip for the sake of a road trip? Gosh. Well, I guess that would be Brenda. When Brenda was here a couple weeks ago, we went to the casino and the beach. That was so good. She won a bunch of money at the casino, like she always does. And I lost everything that I allotted to you lose. So she pays for everything when we go somewhere. It's like, I should probably just give her the money instead of the casino. I'll just say, here, take this. She buys me dinner, she pays for the hotel, and blah, blah, blah. It's not like she's out any money. So she walks in a casino and they're like, oh, hi, here's $1,000. Anyway, if I don't lose more than I say I'm willing to lose, I consider that a win. So 99% of the time I win when I go to the casino because I will not take out more money. I will not. And the funny thing is, I play this casino game 3 or 4 times a day. I love it. And when we go to the casino, I can turn in some of those points for actual reward things like a drink or half off buffet, you know, stuff like that. It's better than nothing. So then I will, the casino game that I play, I like never lose. Well, it's not true, but I had won a jackpot and I was at like 60 something billion. And I didn't even know I won it. I was like, wow, look at all that money in there. And when I had that much money, I was betting 9 million at a time. Who cares? It's not real money anyway, right? So that's all gone. And now I'm back to betting smaller amounts, usually 350,000. If I stick around the 350,000, it goes up. And I don't care if it goes up or down. I mean, it's not like I can actually buy anything with it. My rewards are still rewarded to me. They don't matter based on that. Anyway. So that's the scoop for that. And I will probably get back with you a little bit later today. Let you know how things are going. I'm going to go smoke some weed. I may end up philosophical and have some words of wisdom to impart upon you. Or I may just talk a bunch of shit. Either way, it'll be fun. I'll catch you later. On the road again. I can't wait to be on the road again. I don't exactly know how the words go. Hey, good morning. Mom, it is Saturday, 8:38 in the morning. I started my road trip journey on Thursday,
picked up the car, drove to my friend's house, went out and had a beverage on the beach. They're like, our margaritas are $5. And I go, sold. And then we went to bed early. She's an early sleeper. After that, in other words, in the morning, I got up and played in the pool, and her son joined me. He is autistic. And she said, wow, you must be special. He doesn't even go in the pool with me. So, yay, bonus for me. What have I forgotten to pack? A nail file and toothpaste. Oh, wait, do I have? Anyway, I went and picked that up yesterday. I thought that I lost my diabetes blood testing kit, and I ripped apart everything in the car. I looked to see if it fell under the seat. I took apart all of my suitcases. Well, I only have one suitcase, but there's multiple bags inside of it because I'm a neat freak. Sort of. What happened was, when I do a road trip, I keep a bucket in the driver's seat next to me with things like my water, something to snack on, cigarettes, tissues, napkins, you know, stuff like that. And I was certain I put my blood test kit in that box. It's an important piece. I didn't want to stuff it down inside my suitcase somewhere. And at one point, one of the dickheads on the road cut me off, and I had to swerve, and a couple things fell out of the bucket. I found the other thing that fell out of the bucket. It slipped between the door and the chair and went in the back seat. So I assumed that's where my blood test kit was as well. So I was digging under the back seat, all the way under. I mean, the front seat, all the way under. I was just about to check the back seat this morning, the other side. I was like, well, maybe, you know, it really flew. It's not that heavy. And I opened the driver's door, the passenger door, and I looked down into the door frame. You know how sometimes there's a pocket there? Sure enough, that's where my blood test kit had gone, into that pocket. So I have it. But in the middle of the night, I was like, I think my sugar's low. I got up and grabbed a soda out of the vending machine. And I was like, iced tea, sweet. And then I brought it in the room and I cracked it open. Have a nice big sip of iced tea. And it was peach flavored. And I can't stand peach flavored. Should have known, being in North Carolina, that it would have been peach flavored. But anyway, so I'm hanging out in the hotel room until checkout time. That's when I'm going to meet my buddy for lunch. And I'm a little bored, so I filed my fingers. No, that would hurt. I filed my fingernails, and I ground up about an ounce of weed. And now I don't know what to do next. Oh, the other thing I forgot to pack, a coat. Can you believe that? Well, I'm going to go to Walmart after I check out and grab a sweatshirt or something. I grabbed my scarf. That's not big enough to wrap around me. So, whatever. All right. I'm going to either take a nap or jump in the shower. The verdict is out. I'll probably forget to tell you. Not that it matters anyway. So here we go. I'm going to post this podcast. Hope you like it. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at iwasoneway@gmail.com. I do have the mumbling moms com website, but I haven't set up that web address, the email address yet. So don't email me there. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Bye.